Following a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend, Lebanese state media and witnesses report Israel Monday resumed firing on Lebanese targets near the border between the two countries. AP correspondent Ann Kim reports.
Fighting has resumed between Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, ending a short-lived calm after a heavy exchange of strikes over the weekend. Emergency services have been called to the coastal city of Sidon, where a car was hit. Local media said a man had survived the strike on the vehicle. Witnesses have also reported Israeli bombardment on the Lebanese border village of Tair Hafa, shortly after Hezbollah announced it had targeted military surveillance equipment in northern Israel. I'm Nayan Kim.
A European Naval Command reported Monday a Greek-flagged oil tanker remains ablaze but hasn't sprung a major leak in the waterway after repeatedly being attacked by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea last week. The attack on the ship, the MT Delta Soyunion, marks the most serious assault in weeks by the rebels who continue to target shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. U.S. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said late Sunday the burning ship represents a potential ecological disaster in the Red Sea. She called on the UN Security Council to condemn the Houthi attack. The ship had reportedly been loaded with 150,000 tons of Iraqi crude oil, the equivalent of roughly 1 million barrels of oil. Ukrainian officials Monday said Russia carried out widespread drone and missile attacks against Ukraine, killing at least three people and knocking out power in parts of several cities in one of the largest Russian attacks in months. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said on the Telegram social media platform that Russian attacks affected 15 Ukrainian regions. Shmyhal said Ukraine needs long-range missiles and permission from allies who provide the weapons in order to hit the areas from which Russia's attacks have been launched. This is VOA News. Police and officials in Pakistan now say